We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for one of my favorite conversations of the week. Gary St. Jean, CSN Bay Area Warriors analyst, good enough to join us here on the Damon Bruce Show. Gary, we could talk about what's happened, and we will a little bit, but let's just start looking ahead because we got a big week coming up. Let's jump right into it. Do you think the Cavaliers are in the Warriors' heads having won four in a row and coming in with Korver?
I don't know that they're in their heads, but I think there's a respect. And listen, they're a terrific team, and they earned it last year. 2 years ago, they were banged up, and the Warriors beat them. Last year, the Warriors were banged up. And they did their work, and they won it. Christmas, we learned from that. We're down up 14 in the fourth and lose it. And I think the guys will be ready tomorrow and bring their A game.
I would hope so. Do you think that we see
Monday.
Yeah. Do you think that we see Steve Kerr use this as a regular season game that comes with a touch of postseason preparation to it? Will they use this game to make a statement at all, or are they going to really hide behind it's just one of 82 regular season games?
No, they're not going to fib to you. They're going to tell you this is a big game on the schedule, and hey, it's pride. For a coaching staff, you want to have your guys ready to go, giving their best performance, mentally and physically. And as players, hey, listen, they want to get this win. I'm old school. I want them to win because I want them to have home court all the way through the playoffs, having the best record. And I think that's big. That's how much respect I have for Cleveland, that I think it's important to have, if in fact it does go seven, that you have the seventh game in Oracle.
Gary St. Jean here on 95.7 The Game. And I ask you this question, and I feel like I need a disclaimer before I even ask you this question. I think Steve Kerr is the perfect coach for the Golden State Warriors. The guy is a fantastic tactician. He is a master when it comes to dealing with egos, big and small. And I love the way that he treats everybody with like a universal level of respect. Doesn't matter if you own the team or you work for the team. He treats everybody pretty much even-handedly. I love the guy. He's one of the best interviews we've ever done on a weekly basis. But if we had to turn our attention to Kerr and analyze him with a critical eye, your former coaching eye, Gary, is there something that you would determine a weak spot in his coaching arsenal? Is there something that you, and maybe it's just like really like side out plays in critical moments or something like that. Is there anything that you think is his blind spot or weak spot?
No, I'll put triple exclamation points on everything you said before you use the word but, and then went on to ask that question. I'm with you. I think first and foremost, he's a great guy who's been through all the battles that take place in the NBA, front office, playing, now coaching. And as you use the word respect, he is number one thing to me is who he is as a guy and his abilities to communicate with people. He interviews post-pregame better or as good as anybody I've ever seen. And as you said, he's genuine. There's nothing fake. He's real. Now, you want to get technical? One thing I think they're revisiting because of these late-game situations with Draymond and Durant and Curry, they might revisit calling timeout to set and define what they want to run. I like, Dame, I like what he does in terms of they've got plays that they know what we call need situations. We need to get a score here, late-game situations. Fellas, on the board, they're running two up, late game to win, and the players know it. Now, some coaches like to call a timeout to review, to educate or re-educate the guys who are in there, and maybe to get everybody calm and focused if there's a lot of emotions going on. And frankly, if your team is capable, I'm in Steve's corner. I like the way that he puts it in their hands. He's got an extremely bright team. But maybe because of some of these late games, he might revisit that. That'd be one of the – geez, that might be the only thing I can really bring to the table for you. That's about as deep as I can get.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. If you went deeper, you'd be making stuff up, because how do you criticize what has been an unbelievable coaching debut followed by two pretty good seasons, if you don't mind me saying?
Yeah.
Gary St. Jean here with us on the Damon Bruce Show. One of the things that Steve was talking about before last night's game was the flow of the game and too many replays. It's something that he brought up before the press conference, or before the game last night. Gary, what do you think the NBA can balance getting it right, but speeding it up when it comes to the final 2 minutes of a game?
Boy, I liked what he had to say. You know, he was on the competition committee for a good number of years when he was GM. I was on it for like 7 or 8 years. There's a lot of a give and take, good conversation in there. You know, baseball's too long as well. But I like hockey. What is it? In the last minute or two, they can only call 21-20 second timeout or something like that. You know, maybe we take a look at something like that. You know, can you save all the timeouts, and what's the length of them? And he made up a great point. He made a great point about the replays. You know, that yeah, we want the refs to get it right and all that kind of thing, and we want transparency after what took place with Donaghy and all of that stuff. You know, a former official with the book that he wrote. But I like Steve's thing about the breakaway fouls.
Yeah, clear pass.
If you hug me over on the other side of the court, what the heck bearing does that have on the other guy going in to make a layup? So, you know, that's good stuff to digest, because I guess we're talking about the millennials, and they don't like wasting time. They want things to move at a quicker pace and fashion. So I think everyone's cognizant, aware of it, and I think they're going to try to speed it up. I like everybody talking about those things.
Gary, one of my favorite things is watching a guy just develop the confidence that will carry him through the rest of his career. And Ian Clark right now, he hit those back-to-back threes early in that game last night. It got Oracle rocking. He passed up, dishing back to a wide-open Steph to take his second three that he buried. And I just feel like this guy, he is going to do something important in a big game for them in the postseason, where, you know, we're going to talk about all the matchups, and no one's going to talk about Ian Clark, but Ian Clark's going to save this team's bacon at one point in time. And that's a lot to put on a guy with a team that's got Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry on it. But I really think he's going to.
Yeah, no, you know what? Didn't you feel a little bit like that was Leandro Barbosa?
Yeah!
You know, it was kind of like, hey, I've taken the reins. And what a cool thing, though, for this young guy to have this confidence level. We know he can make shots. It's kind of an unorthodox shot, some tight on the shoulder. But when you're playing with these four great players, you're getting a lot of time and space to get your shot off. So he doesn't have to throw up a lot of unbalanced stuff. He's got a drift in the vision of the passer who's being maybe double-teamed or really contested in the paint. And I love this. You know, when you grow in the NBA, the game slows down for you. When you're really young, I'll use the example of McCaw starting the other night, who I think has a very bright upside.
Yeah.
The game was going really fast for him, okay? Another year, maybe it's going to slow down for him like it has for Clark. And it's just a vision from an old coach watching the guy play. You can see guys that are in a rush when they don't have to be. And so I'm happy for Clark. Because I think this guy, the players on the team really like him. He must be a good guy. He must be a willing listener. Guys like Andre Iguodala and these guys are trying to take him under their wing and teach him a little couple of points, you know, that they learned along the way. And that's what happens, though, with a great team, that they don't have to force feed really young guys, and then they get bad habits and they get really a tough time getting out of those. This guy is getting a tremendous education and developing as a guy that Steve Kerr now, the past couple games, you say, hey, this guy's getting the job done. I can rely on him. I can put him in there in some big situations. Is it Clay Thompson or somebody else is resting, or if we have foul trouble, if we have an injury? So I think it's great.
Yeah, I know Steve believes in his bench integrity, but the next time he does have a shooting guard to understudy, I'd like to see Clark get a shot to run with the starting five just a little bit. I felt McCall was a little of a stretch. I know why he did it. No one needs to explain it to me. But this kid is earning more time. He really, really is. What's the old John Wooden quote? It's the old be quick, but never hurry.
Hurry up. Yes, that's right. Yeah, exactly right.
Hey,
and you know, maybe to your point, Dame, maybe because he was replacing Clay, he wanted a little more size as a two guard in the matchup. But I hear you. This young guy is really you smile when you see a young guy like that playing. That's really cool stuff.
Gary, we smile whenever we talk to you. Thank you so much. We're going to see you on Monday, my friend. Take care.
You got it. Have a great weekend, Dave.
You do the same. Gary St. Jean, always great to talk with him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.